From space, the view of our planet is breathtaking. Satellites orbiting the world can now look down on it in absolutely extraordinary detail. Using cameras on the ground, in the air, and in space, we can tell the story of life on Earth from a brand new perspective. At a time when the Earth's surface is changing faster than at any point in human history, we can see just what impact we're having. In this episode, satellites uncover previously unknown colonies of penguins, reveal mysterious ice rings that could put seal pups in danger, and make surprising discoveries in Earth's most remote landscapes. Behind every image, there's a story. This is our home, as we've never seen it before. At any given moment, over 1,000 satellites are orbiting the Earth. Some are capturing images across the planet's surface so detailed that we can now see individual animals from space while simultaneously following them on the ground. King's Cross Station in London, one of Britain's busiest transport hubs, and the gateway to the north. Along the East Coast Main Line, 400 miles of high-speed track stretching from the capital through the northeast and into Scotland. The task of keeping this vital part of the rail network up and running falls to a small army of railway men and women, working behind the scenes and around the clock to keep the train on time and us, the travelling public, on track. And on top of that, this year they're under pressure to complete one of the biggest investments in the railway since Victorian times. All aboard for the ups and downs of life on the railway. This week at King's Cross, station staff deal with the exodus for the year's biggest holiday. A passenger needs a course in anger management. And during the Christmas break, it's a battle with the elements and time to complete one of the most ambitious holiday work programmes ever attempted. Cromwell Street, Gloucester, England. An ordinary house in an ordinary street. Number 25 was the home of a local builder and his wife, bustling with children and topped up to the brim with lodgers. The only thing that distinguished number 25 from the others was the amount of people that came and went. Fred West liked company. He also liked to maim, molest, and murder. But was this seemingly ordinary man driven to the slaughter of at least 12 women and children? Or was Fred West born to kill? Fred West was described by Richard Ferguson, prosecuting QC at the trial of Rosemary West, as a man devoid of compassion, consumed with sexual lust, a sadistic killer, and someone who had opted out of the human race, the very epitome of evil.